Hello,
my name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not asked for a donation. May I speak with David Nieto?
Hi, it's David.
Okay. Thank you. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Kind of both. Kind of neutral. There's some good and there's some bad.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of South River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need to read the Levine area again?
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't hear that.
Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read the entire, where Levine area is again?
No, I live in Levine, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'm in the Levine area, so yeah, I know.
Okay. And what year were you born?
75.
Thank you for your answer. And is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or
all
household member? Okay. Overall, would you describe the quality of living, the life in Levine, poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Right now, I'd say fair.
Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say that people would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 through 5, where 1 means that you would very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 would mean that it's a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 through 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Better public transportation options?
A 3.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
More good paying jobs?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
3.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
4.
Thank you for your answers. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student?
Employed.
And would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses to employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Well, I don't know. I would probably say too few.
Thank you for your answer. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses to employ office workers and other corporate professionals in the team?
Too few.
Thank you for your answer. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine?
Yes.
Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or somewhat.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you for your answer. Would you like to see more dollar store and discount chains?
No.
Thank you for your answer. Would you like to see more doctor offices and hospitals in Levine?
Strongly, yes.
Thank you for your answer. Would you like to see more home goods stores, other retail stores in, like Target,
sorry, more,
in Levine?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you for your answer. Restaurant, would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levine?
Strongly, yes.
You said somewhat yes?
Strongly, yes.
Oh, strongly yes, okay, thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Like specifically?
Yeah, like what?
Costco.
What type of stores? Okay.
Like a Costco or Target.
Thank you for your answer. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? Would you say is how much it would cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
The third one. What was the third one?
A moderate problem?
Yeah, moderate.
How much of a problem is availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem?
Not a problem. They're building all over the place. They're building a lot.
Still thinking about residential development. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Sure. That's fine.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, your answer. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
Was that more farmhouses?
Townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine?
Somewhat, yes.
Thank you for your answer. Would you like to see more multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
Thank you for your answer. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years? 11 to 20? More than 20?
Over 20.
And do you currently own your home, you rent your home,
yes,
or you live?
Own it.
Thank you for your answer. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change the zoning laws to allow the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs?
Oppose.
Do you strongly or somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Next, proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more multifamily houses like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly opposed.
Next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or favor? I'm sorry?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you for your answer. Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more condominium buildings.
Condominium?
Yes, condominium buildings.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you for your answer. Next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you for your answer. We're almost done, sir. Okay, thank you. Appreciate your time. Now, next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes and townhome apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you for your answer. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, university, four-year university.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again?
University.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000, $100,001 to $125,000, more than $125,000.
More than $125,000.
That's the answer. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? And you said it was David, correct?
Correct.
Okay, appreciate your answer. And time, sir, this concludes our survey. And thank you very much for your participation.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.